What's going on, sports world? It's RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. Yours truly, Robert White. Today I want to talk about Brian Flores and this whole situation with the owner of Miami Dolphins and the NFL owners, period. First and first, this I want to say. I'm so glad that it's about time that somebody's doing this. And I applaud Mr. Flores for putting his career on the line, period. His coaching career and just his career, period, as a coach. It's about time for a black coach to speak up about this whole situation. And the situation again and again and again, it boils down to black and white when it comes down to it. Black head coaching jobs, as well as black quarterbacks in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, that's not getting a just due, or it's not getting their chance. Right? Am I right? Am I wrong? Yes or no? Am I right? Am I wrong? Okay. All right. Let's break this thing down real quick. It's 32 teams. It's 32 NFL teams in the NFL. 32 teams, and you only got three minority head coaches, three out of 32 teams, and one of the coaches is black, only one black man, and that's Mike Tomlin from the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is blasphemous. 32 teams, three minorities, one black. Another two is Robert Saleh. I pronounced it correct. I'm sorry. Robert Saleh from the Jets, who's a Lebanese descent, I believe. And you got Ron Rivera from the Washington Commanders. Yes, I said it. The Washington Commanders. Now, 32 teams, three minority coaches, one African-American. This year alone, the NFL has nine coaching vacancies open. Nine. None is five. It's five. Five head coach positions open. Not one of them African American was hired. Not one, none, zero, none. The four positions went to white Americans, Caucasians. And out of the four, only one got head coaching experience. That's Josh McDaniels from New England. Coaching the Las Vegas Raiders now, 2009, 2010, coach the Denver Broncos with Tim Tebow. They went to the playoffs, upset of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tim Tebow, Demaryius Thomas, God bless your soul and spirit, Demaryius Thomas. 2009, 2010, 1 year as a head coach. 1 year. They didn't go back to the Denver Broncos. 1 year. The other guys, they got these jobs. Has no head coaching experience at all. Head coaching experience. At all. So now, you got four teams that needs a head coach. That's the Vikings, Jaguars, the Texans, and the Dolphins. And let's look at the candidates that's out there now. Talk about the Rooney Rule first. Talk about this Rooney Rule. In my opinion, Robert White's opinion, the Rooney Rule is a joke. It's a joke. The Rooney Rule is a rule to interview just two candidates of color. Are you serious? Two candidates of color? So you mean to tell me you got the head coaching position open on your organization, the owner, president, GM, whatever. It's 12 head coaches. I'm sorry, 12 assistant coaches or coordinators looking for to be a head coach. Out of the 12, you only interview two minorities. Just two? Candidates of color? You gotta be kidding me. Basically, it's just a rule to show the American public that the owners, the president, and their team can say, yes, we interviewed a Black American or minority for the job. So now you can't say that we didn't interview a Black American or minority for the job. It's like a checkbox. A checkbox. You know, you got the box. You just check it. Okay, boom, check it. We interviewed a minority. We interviewed two of them. All right, next. Come on, let's move on. You got to be kidding me. This is blasphemous. Seriously. The bottom line is that some of these NFL owners and presidents already know that they don't want a Black American being their head coach. If they decide to hire a Black American, it's not sincere at all. Let's be honest. Look what they did to David Cawley with the Houston Texans last year. With a bad and depleted roster. David Cawley. A bag depleted roster went 4-13. 4-13. He ain't stand a chance in Houston at all. But check this out. Before David Cawley, they only did 1 year. They went 4-13. They had DeAndre Hopkins. They had J.J. Watt. They had Deshaun Watson. They had Will Fuller. Got rid of everybody. Let this man stranded. Stranded, knowing it wasn't going to the playoffs, knowing it wasn't going to be a 500 team. They went 4-13. Then they fired them. Talking about, oh, we didn't disagree and agree on certain things. Whatever. But check this out, y'all. It took them about 3 or 4 years to fire Bill O'Brien, which he had a stacked team, a stacked roster, was going to the playoffs, but couldn't win in the playoffs because he's making bonehead plays. In the playoffs. Blowing leads. Calling the stupidest plays. This is a 3-4 year stretch. 3-4 year stretch. Let's be honest about that. Y'all remember? You know what I'm talking about. And don't forget the beef he had with DeAndre Hopkins. And traded DeAndre Hopkins. Remember that now. So you mean to tell me to get rid of David Cawley. That was 4-13. That had a bad roster. Bad roster. Fighting for 1 year. Fighting for 1 year. This is ridiculous. You got Black American coaches. Let's be real. You got Black. Yes, I'm going to say it. Black American coaches. That's been waiting in cold vein. In cold vein. For chances. Like their white counterparts. That they receive. And repeat that. Black American coaches. Have been waiting in cold vein for chances like their white counterparts receive. Let's be real about that. And to be honest, excuse me, these NFL employees of color, let's just be real. NFL employees of color find it hard to believe that there will be change. Listen, people, please listen. Please tell me this. When are these owners and these team presidents of the NFL are going to stop disregarding a Black talent evaluator or his coaching qualifications because he's Black, or better yet, because he doesn't look like them? Right or wrong? Because he don't look like them, or because he don't belong there. He's not in a network of friends and peers. Excuse me. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? If he ain't looking like them, if he ain't in a circle, a network of friends and peers, you can forget about it. It is what it is. That's how it is. You can forget about it right now. Look what they did to Arabianemy. Look what the Jaguars did last year. They wasted his time. Flew him to Jacksonville for an interview on a Thursday morning. Flew him to Jacksonville for an interview on a Thursday morning. Knowing it wasn't going to hire Arabianemy. They flew him. Just to put the checkbox down there. Okay, we interviewed a minority, a Black candidate for the head coaching. Checkbox, boom. No, we're not going to hire him. That same night, they hired Urban Meyer. They knew it was never giving a job to Arabianemy. They knew they was going to always get a job to Urban Meyer. Always. And Urban Meyer knew that. Before he got the job, he was calling, hiring assistant coaches before he got the job. But you see how that worked out, right? You see what happened? Everybody didn't finish the season. That's what Jaguars get. Sorry, that's what the hell they got. He didn't even finish the season. You bring this man in because he coached at Ohio State and he went this and this and that. And that's college. That's college. He wasn't Jimmy Johnson, Miami Hurricanes, Cowboys, winning in college and winning NFL. He was Urban Arrogant Myers, thinking he could do whatever he wanted in Jacksonville that he did in Ohio for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I don't think so. And again, that's what the hell the Jaguars got. I don't feel bad for him at all. Excuse me. Excuse me. So now, you got 5 head coach positions open right now. You got 5. 5 positions. 4 got filled now. Remind you, 4 got filled. Only 1 got head coaching experience. That's Josh McDaniels. So now you got the candidates. So we're going to see if Eric Bieniemy, Leslie Frazier, Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, Jim Caldwell, or Marvin Lewis will get an interview for these 5 vacant positions that's open. Let's just see. This topic been going on for years. It's so disrespectful to black coaches, NFL, as well as college football. I said it, college football as well. Again, 32 teams in the NFL. Only 1 minority head coach. And that's Mike Tomlin. He coached the organization. Last name Rooney, about the Rooney Rule, which to me is a joke. We only got to interview 2 African-American or minority candidates for a position. 2. Now, in every sport, you only got 1 sole African-American owner. There's none in baseball. There's none in football. None in hockey. You know that. There's only basketball. That's Michael Jeffrey Jordan, the sole owner. Charlotte Hornets. Michael Jordan. Now let's talk about this owner of the Miami Dolphins, Brian Flores. The owner of the Dolphins and Brian Flores, let's be honest, never seen eye to eye due to the owner, not the coach. This goes back when he hired Brian Flores. Brian Flores never wanted to draft Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama University. He wanted Justin Herbert, who won Rookie of the Year that year. Yes, Justin Herbert. Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. That's what he wanted. Then he asked, okay, Tua's not working out. Let's see if we can make a trade to bring on Deshaun Watson. That's all we could get. Deshaun Watson. We could coach him. We would have a better chance to win. Owner said no again. Okay, we understand. Owner said no because Deshaun got legal things going on right now. We get that. But anything this man asked for or wanted to do, it was a no. It was just a no. Anything was overruled by this owner. It was ridiculous. Then on top of that, you asked Brian Flores to tank on purpose? How disgusting and blasphemous is that, coming from an owner to a head coach to tell his players, oh, we tanking. We're going to get some draft picks. Ain't no coach doing that. Ain't no players doing that. That got integrity. Again, how disrespectful, disgusting, and blasphemous was that? And on top of that, oh, I'm going to give you $100,000 for each game you lose. Really? Will he do that to a white American coach? Ask me that. Would the owner of the Detroit Lions go to their coach, which was horrible this year, the Ford family and tell their coach tank on purpose. I'm going to give you $100,000 to lose every game for draft picks. Really? Really? Are you serious? I ain't never in my life hear so much disrespectfulness and arrogance from an owner to a coach. This man had the Dolphins on an 8-game win streak, I believe. Last year they went 10-6. There's a game away from the playoffs last season. This year, there was a game away from the playoffs this year. You got this coach out here, Brian Flores, coaching his behind off. His players is playing for him hard. And you behind the scenes talking about, I give you $100,000 to lose every game purposely and tank. Man, please. You done lost your rabbit mind. Again, I'm glad Brian Flores is speaking out about this. Oh, and how could I forget about Belichick? How can I feel about Bill Belichick sending a text message to Brian Flores? Congratulations. You know, you deserve the job. I'm happy for you. Giants, you know, Giants and Bills talking. We happy. We this and that. Brian Flores said, ho, coach. You sure you're talking to the right Bryant? And what Belichick says in the text. I effed up. I messed up. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I apologize. What Brian Flores said, it's okay, coach. No problem. All good. They already know it's going to hire my man from Buffalo. That Brian. Then Brian Flores from Miami. That's the key. Again, it's the checkbox situation. Okay, bam. We're just going to come up here for an interview. Interview this man. No, we're not going to interview him. But again, checkbox. We interviewed a minority for the position. We wasn't feeling it. We're going to go with this guy right here. Okay? Right? John Elway. Here we go, Mr. John Elway. Mr. Denver Bronco. Mr. John Elway. Mr. Denver Bronco himself. Brian Flores got a meeting with John Elway and the Denver Bronco executives. What this man come? He comes to the meeting drunk and an hour late for a meeting to interview a candidate for a head coaching job for his team, the Denver Broncos. John Elway, again, and his executives came to the meeting drunk and an hour late. How disrespectful and arrogant is that? They never was going to hire him at all. Again, the Rooney Rule, checkbox. And this boy, the man for the Rooney Rule. That's all it is. To shut the media up. To shut the coach, the shut Brian Flores up. They was never going to hire him. You know the sad part about this whole situation? Brian Flores probably will not ever get a coaching job in the NFL again. A head coaching job. And he's a good coach. That's the thing about it. A good coach. What he spent? How many he spent in New England? How many rings he got? Out of 7 he got. He got 5 rings? 4 rings? He coached a defense? They linebacker coach? Good coach. Great linebacker coach. You fire Brian Flores, right? Let's break this down again. You fire Brian Flores. The New England Patriots. After they just beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. To go to Miami. South Beach. Right? Now, Matt Patricia left the New England Patriots after they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. He went to the Detroit Lions, right? You see his record in Detroit? You see how horrible he was? Excuse me. He was horrible. One of the worst winning percentage in the history of the NFL. He was that horrible. The Detroit Lions fired Jim Caldwell before that. Jim Caldwell took the Detroit Lions to the playoffs, winning records. You fired Jim Caldwell, right? You bring in Matt Patricia. Now you're the next coach right now. So you're two coaches after you fired Jim Caldwell. African-American coach. A Super Bowl winning coach. So you fired Jim Caldwell and bringing these other two guys that ain't winning nothing in Detroit. Are you at, Mr. Ford, is your family asking this guy to tank? We give you $100,000 for each game to loot the tank? Are you guys doing that? I bet you you're not. I bet you you're not doing that. At all. Again. When it comes to black and white, especially in sports, it's a discussion that do not want to be talked about. But it needs to be talked about daily. From the black quarterback, it's not a lot of black GMs in the NFL, which Louis Riddick for ESPN should be a general manager. I'm not saying no more. Louis Riddick should be a GM from ESPN. Thank you. All the way down to black coaches. All the way down to black coaches. You do the math. 32 NFL teams. I'm not going to count it. I already told you guys, it's only one minority head coach in the NFL. I'm sorry, black American coaches. Mike Tomlin is 3 minorities, but only one black American coach. Now, I'm going to let you guys do it. 32 teams. You tell me how many starting black quarterbacks in the NFL is. Out of 32 teams, or a backup black quarterback in the NFL. You just tell me. It starts from the owners up top. It starts from the owners. You remember when Colin Kaepernick was telling us, I'm not being disrespectful to our armed forces. To the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. It was about police brutality against African-Americans and minorities. That's what it was. But they try to flip the switch and say he's disrespecting the country and the flag. No, it's about the police brutality that was going on in the world towards African-Americans and minorities, right? Okay. Colin Kaepernick lost his job. He didn't get blackballed. He got whiteballed by these owners. But the funny thing about it, you had a lot of GMs in the NFL wanted to sign Colin Kaepernick. Wanted to sign Kaepernick, but the owners were saying no. No. At that time, I could tell you it was 12 teams that Kaepernick was better than their starting quarterback. 12 out of 32 teams. That's all I'm saying. That's all I got today. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to my podcast, R.W.Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. I could be reached at Robert_White_magical76@AOL.com. Peace and blessings.